But the argument about whether it's a good idea to be having a gas stove in your house is rather separate, because people are doing this with propane now. Maybe it's not a good idea, and that's certainly interesting. I used to, and I don't anymore. I use actually electric induction cooking, which is very efficient and nice.
Do you know what percentage of homes in Rockland are using electric?
For cooking, I have no idea, but I would guess it's something like 50-50. What do you think, Rodney? Did you hear me? Do you have a guess on that, Rodney?
No, I don't, but I would suspect it's pretty even. I know I have propane gas, and I cook with gas, and on my heating, my furnace is propane, and I before that had oil, and I found propane to be very efficient. For example, like heating up the water when you want to take a shower, it comes very quickly, and also I like cooking with it too. So just and also talking to the dealers, they sell a lot of gas stoves around here.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm not arguing about really the benefits between natural gas and propane. I think more of is with a vision of climate change and a concern about that, which I think is pretty widely shared and understood that the threat that it poses to all of us. We needed to be decarbonizing our society, which means not, which basically requires going to electric stoves and the like, because it's much more possible to create electricity in a low carbon or non-carbon way than, of course, if you're using natural gas or propane to do that. So I think the path forward is heat pumps and electric stoves and electric cars. If we want to get transportation and heating, home heating out of the carbon cycle, that's the path, not greater natural gas.
But I'd like your reaction to that, because you were saying one bad thing about natural gas is there's just one pipeline. Now we won't have that. We'll just have the one electric line, and we'll be totally dependent on that.
No, I'm presuming that solar farming becomes adequate enough to happen on community scales, even large community scales, and even if that means, the sides of buildings, not only the tops and so on. But I really think that making that leap, because that's so decentralized, other than the fact that somebody has to make the solar cells, I think atomizing the energy systems, just like many of our systems, really ought to work. And that just reminds you, remember that the only way that these gas proposals have been shot down around this bay is when municipalities said no. Not when the feds, not when the state, it was when towns did. And so towns should really examine what their planning boards can do with these things, and that will really help with this.
So, but what if we?